Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Our Town and Country Office National. Everything for your home or business office, Our Town and Country Office National has you covered.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to your Friday's Triple M Rush Hour. And on behalf of Bernie, Vince and I, we thank you. We thank you for your patience and support on this magnificent show, the Friday, 6th of November.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's right.
Thank
AFL you, list you. Sizes around 38 plus 6 rookies is being discussed, Bern, for season 2021. No more fixed AFL fixtures. No more fixed AFL fixtures.
Oh.
Rolling fixtures. Lock that in for season 2021 because the TV executives love the rolling fixtures. Traditional fixtures are gone and they'll be flicked. Another thing gone from our game. Essendon Football Club has asked Port Adelaide to part with their 2021 first round pick.
Not
if
happening.
They want a Raziel in a Port LA jumper, and you couldn't get enough draft picks for this young man, this next superstar. He's our very own Bernie Vince. Now, hello to you, young man, and welcome.
There he is.
Oh, our boy, Bern.
Good afternoon, boys. Good afternoon, family. And what a day, Jazz. It's Friday again.
It's
Jeez,
gorgeous.
It comes around quick, doesn't it?
Oh, I can't
Friday's
believe it.
Friday's come around so quick.
Bern, the 6th of November.
We've got weekends off now. I've had a bit of a day off. Harvey's in at daycare on Fridays.
Lovely.
I've had a round of golf.
That's the boy.
I'm refreshed. Yeah. Didn't even lose a ball today.
Well done, Bern.
Maybe I am a golfer. You know how sometimes I come in and I want to spit it and I want to throw my golf clubs in the water?
Yes.
Well, today I just put them nicely in the car,
That's
came
the
home,
boy.
And I look forward to my next
feed
round.
Up. Couple of cans so, tonight.
Geez, you said fixtures a lot in the opener. For your fixture.
Well, Bern,
I think there was
that's the
eight fixtures
coming out of the AFL.
So rolling fixture.
Yes.
I don't mind this, Jars, because they lock in the big time fixtures or the Thursday and Friday nights of teams that they think are going to be good, but then when they start not going well, it's already locked in.
Bern,
so
I want
don't
the fixed
mind
fixture
it.
Because then I can plan. I can plan when I want to go and watch a game of football.
No, but they're not going to name it that week.
Yes, they are. They're going to do six-week rolling fixtures.
Yeah, 6 weeks. You've got six weeks to prepare, Jazz.
I want to know what's happening in August, who am I playing in August. I might want to go to the Cairns if the Crows are playing in Darwin or up in Brisbane. I want to lock
those trips in. You might want to go to Cairns if Adelaide are playing in Darwin. Well, that'd be stupid because then you wouldn't see them play.
I see. If they were playing in Darwin.
In your corners. In your corners.
Righto, let's do this.
It.
I've wanted
but
to do this.
But the TV executives are licking their lips because it was a rating bonanza.
Yeah, well, I can see how it can work, Jazz. Because sometimes you go, why the hell are these two teams playing on a Friday night? I'm not even going to watch. But if there's a rolling fixture, you put the better teams on the Friday night and you sit down and watch a good game of footy. Don't mind it, Jazz. You've got to keep up with the times. This is what's happening.
Oh, I am. I'm keeping up with the times. I'm trying to keep up with you. That's not easy.
Oh, I'm
Essendon
all
Football
over the
Club's
shop.
Asked Port Adelaide to part with their 2021 first round pick. You said, no, it won't happen.
More chance of you growing hair back, Jazz.
Why, Bern?
Because he's not worth that. He's not worth that. He's worth the pick 26 that they've offered, and they should accept that right now. Right. Otherwise, they might end up with something worse, or he'll walk out. Essendon, you're dreaming. You're dreaming a lot lately, Essendon.
Yep.
Adrian Jadorio.
Who was that?
Grow up.
Who?
Adrian Jadorio. Well, you just stopped at Jador the other day.
Dodori.
Whatever the hell his name is, he's carrying on. He's got a big head and he thinks he wants Ollie Wines for him, doesn't he?
He could go and join the Adelaide Crows list management group.
Oh.
They're going well at the moment.
I actually had a phone call from them today.
You did?
Not happy about my team.
I can't
name names. But
and we'll talk about that very shortly too. We're catching up with your dad, Farmer Tim.
Yes, we are.
He's out in the paddock.
He's reaping canola at the moment, having a few issues, Jars, though.
Right.
So we want to ask him about
Beautiful.
That. Because as I said, it's been one of the best years
ever
they can have.
Yeah.
But there's always something that can go wrong.
There
and he's reminded me of it. And all he sends me. The problems. The photos of the problems.
Come on, Farmer
Send me
Tim.
The crop.
That's
Tell
it.
Tell me how thick
Send
the
me
crop
the
is and how much grain's in there and how much money you're making.
Yes. I've got an issue at home, which I'll need to discuss with the family and
with
you.
Yourself? Or?
Yeah, it's flared up overnight.
What is
the rash is back.
The rash. The chafe's back.
It's not.
He's been riding his bike nothing with
medical.
No cream.
It's nothing medical. And the Furious Five family, the Furious Five,
all-star.
It's going to be an all-star.
Triple M.
The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Well, Bern, it's a much-loved segment, this one, and we're going an all-star on a Friday here on the Rush Hour, and we've got two wonderful gentlemen that will go head-to-head. This will be a brutal quiz, and we'll introduce the Adelaide Crows superstar and Tex Walker. Good afternoon, Tex.
One gentleman, one not so. Well, the other one's a bit of an upset, I think.
Oh, wow.
And your father, who we'll catch up with later on in the show, Mr. Tim Vince. Good afternoon, Mr. Vince.
How you going? You want to be on your toes, Tex?
Whack already.
Okay, we've got five questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. If you get a correct answer, 1 point. If you don't get it right, it's a minus point. There is no lifelines. No lifelines?
No lifelines.
No lifelines. No lifelines. listen to the questions intently and enjoy, gentlemen. Enjoy. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, say something.
Am I against you, Tex, or you go?
No, you're against Tex. Oh, this is a shambles.
He's not saying that.
All right. Remember, call your name out first if you know the answer. Bernie Vince, question number one, please.
All right, here we go. On what date does the first test kick off at Adelaide Oval?
Tex.
Tim.
Tex Walker.
7/8 of December.
Yeah, that's
right.
That was a study. Oh, this is
incorrect. This is Friday, the 11th of December.
No, it's correct.
No, it's not.
No, it's the 7/8.
That's what I've got on the. That's what I've got on the paper,
Jared.
It's been changed, so give me 2 points for that.
Nah, Tex has got the correct answer.
Nah, that was right. That's right.
Right. 1-0.
But hang on. Oh. This is a bit like the American election.
What, still going?
Yeah, no. You know,
there they go.
He says the right that he's wrong, and who's counting? And
no,
anyway,
our producer got the question wrong. But Tex, it's 1-0. Burn number two, please.
Number two, righto. Here we go. What is there more of a chance of? A. Greg Blewett going a week without getting a spray tan, or B. A roast at Jars's place?
Tim,
Tex,
Tim, Vince.
A roast at Jars.
Yeah, because that would never happen.
Yeah,
it will. Never happens. Well, have you been, Tex?
To whose?
Jars is for a barbecue. Are you listening?
I'll cook a pork rib.
Who's that?
Who's that?
You wouldn't have been able to spot your ribs for a fair few years.
Oh, okay, it's 1 point each. Burn question number three. This is going well. Tim Vince v. Tex Walker.
Right, now I've got a spelling question each for you.
Out.
So, who said out?
Tex.
Tim. All right.
Here we go.
Tex, you go first. Now, your word is a word that's probably never been used to describe you.
Oh, God.
Intelligent.
I'm going to start off with a capital I.
Yes.
N-T-E-L-L-I-G-E-N-T.
He's cheating.
Intelligent.
That's correct.
And I'm a bloody intelligent fella.
Didn't he?
No, I think, that was a test run. So this is his real word.
He got it right.
You missed the end.
The Crows describes the Crows supporters about the Crows season this year. They were embarrassed. Spell it quickly.
Is that for me or your dad?
Tex.
Embarrassed is E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-E-D.
He's blown it.
No, he's got it. He's got it.
All right.
I think
what's your dad's word?
So dad's word is...
Dog.
Work.
Whack.
Harvest. H-A-R-V-E-S-T.
Dad's word is... Kelpie.
K-E-L-P-I-E.
Yes. That's a 1 point each.
That's 30 breeds over there. Right.
So it's two all. Bird, right, question number four.
True or false? Tex and Bernie cried their eyes out together in the Alma car park.
Tim.
True.
Yeah.
Right. How can it be 2-0 when that was question 4?
Yeah. I thought that too. That was too well. That was question 5. I've just knocked you off.
You know what? That's a very good question. Jars, can you answer that? In fact, answer. Spell answer for me, Jars.
I had a question. A-N-S-W-E-R.
Well done. Right, well, can you answer my question?
Can Jars count to 10?
He doesn't have to. It only goes to 5, and he can't do that.
Congratulations.
No, there's one more question.
No, there's another question. No, there's another question. He could tie.
It's 3-2 already.
Yes.
Who top scored with the bat in the T20 Bushfire Appeal Showdown earlier this year?
Oh. Tex
Walker.
I did.
No.
No, you didn't.
He's a Port Adelaide player.
Yes. Hamish Hartlett.
No.
Hamish didn't.
Oh, didn't he?
Well, you're not in it, Jars, remember?
Oh, I did.
He's a former captain.
Travis Parks.
Oh, yes! Tim Vince wins 4-2.
4-2 in a
four-question
quiz. How's that?
Well, I still don't know how that worked, but we got there.
Congratulations, gentlemen. What have they won, Hato? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Google Home?
Yeah, a Google Home, but I mean...
Dad wouldn't know how to hook that up.
I mean, there were
Wi-Fi?
Winners.
Is
there
it
was
Wi-Fi?
There was a winner, but it's not really what you call a victory, is it?
Well done.
Hey.
You got to take what you can get these days.
Yeah, a Google Home. So we're going to send that out to your dad down the York Peninsula. Done. It's all on wireless and you don't even have to do anything. Just talk to it. Thanks, mate.
I'll tell you what you can do is put it on the truck with my Centurion sheepyard.
There it is.
Plugging.
Tex, how are you feeling?
It's a joke, really.
What do you think of the way Jars runs his quiz?
Absolute basket case. It's worse than Billy Brown.
Bernie Vince's best 22 of players who have left the Adelaide Crows updated. Now, Bernie,
yes.
Backlash. There's been enormous backlash to the Adelaide Crows side that you picked.
Yes.
You've copped some phone calls down there at West Lakes.
Yes, I have.
Now, just explain to the family what you've done. It's on all our socials around. Is that true, Sir Hayden?
Absolutely
Thank
true.
You very
One
much.
Of the biggest we have had in the history of the rush hour.
So, Bern, explain what you've done.
Well, I just made a team, Jars. It was earlier on in the year of players that had left the Adelaide Football Club. This is only in the last 10 years, so since 2010.
Right.
And I made a team. I first of all just started throwing some names down of players that had left.
Yes, Bern.
And then I thought, you know what, I'll chuck them into a team. And all of a sudden, there were players, quality players, that couldn't make my side, Jars. So, and of course, since then, Brad Crouch has left the footy
so
club
you've
as
thrown
well.
Him in the midfield.
So he's gone straight into the midfield as well. And right, also, since I put this team out a couple of days ago, the Hardigan deal's been done as well. So he's going to have to fit in somewhere. And someone else is going to be pushed out.
Well, you
so,
can't push anyone out because this is your side. Can you go through it, please?
I'm the selector, Jars, and if I want him in, I'll put him in.
But hang
Thank
on.
You very much.
Not only are you self-appointed selector, you've self-imported yourself as the captain.
Well, I didn't actually make that decision, but I think it suits me.
You
be honest.
Across half-back flank.
Half-back and just
all right, let's go through the back six.
Like Luke Hodge.
Let's go.
And this is just in the last 10 years.
All players, ex-players from the Adelaide Crows have walked out.
Players that have left the Adelaide Footy Club
dumped,
on their own or, been tapped.
Yeah, all right.
At back pocket, back line, full back line. Alex Keith, Phil Davis, Jake Lever.
That's not a bad line. That's a very good line.
This guy's just out of position, so I'll read what I would have had. Ricky Henderson.
Right.
Across halfback, Nathan Bock, and yours truly.
Oh, I like you on the ball, though.
Oh, yeah.
Need the engine room. But anyway.
No, my engine room's very good.
But you had Chris Knights in the side.
No, Chris Knights is on a wing. So, on the wings, Chris Knights and Jared Lyons.
Nice.
In the midfield, Hugh Greenwood.
Good.
Patrick Dangerfield.
Not bad.
Brad Crouch.
Good. And?
Sam Jacobs is the ruckman.
Oh, the big red baron. That's an elite midfield group. Half forward
line. We'll get to the centre half forward line. Josh Jenkins.
Half.
Mitch McGovern.
Yeah.
Jack Gunston.
Mitch McGovern's not a centre half forward.
Well, he has to be in this side. Full forward.
Right.
Eddie Betts. Kurt Tippett. Charlie
dangerous.
Cameron.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Lethal.
Couple of
interchange
very
bench,
good
please,
small
Burn.
Forwards. Interchange. Avar Maric. Matthew Wright.
Yeah.
Sean McKernan and Cam Ellis-Yeoman.
Cam Ellis-Yeoman.
Yes. Great so, player. And then I've got to squeeze Cole Hardigan into this side, but I'm going to do a rolling 10-year team. So once the 10 years it goes away, and in terms of Nathan Bock, He left in 2010.
Okay.
So next year, when my team goes up, he'll be ineligible, Jazz.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's where Hardigan may slot in, I'm thinking, at this stage. But a lot of comments around the team and who's left. And then some for and against.
You've
a very
upset
good
a
point.
Few people,
very good point that was made was only one of these players has gone on to play in premierships, and that's Jack Gunston.
Okay.
Who went on to play in three.
Yes.
But some others. And you know what we should do? We should see what the Adelaide Football Club got in return for some of these players. Mm. Because some have left for bugger all, Jazz, I might say. Bugger all, really, when it comes to it. So I mean, that's the team. When you see it there, you think, geez, can you just imagine if this team had stuck together and, you know, there's all sorts of things. There's obviously no salary caps and no draft picks and all that sort of thing in this team. But when you see them like that, it just makes me think, wow, imagine if we could have all stayed together. But,
it can't
always happen. And I'm sure every team has a decent team, but that is elite.
Some of the comments from socials, this hurts as a Crows fan.
Yeah.
Kirk Tippett is up there with Lawrence Angwin.
People aren't happy with him.
It's a pretty good team. Modra must be first emergency.
Well, he didn't read the fine print where it said the last 10 years. Is
Terry
that you,
Jazz? 68 said, who's Bernie Vince?
Name an address to be Vince.
Wowee.
You just made that one up to stir me up.
It's not. Hey, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's actually there,
it's
mate.
It's true. This is socials I'm reading. That's all I'm
We're going to block that guy for his own sake.
Dangerfield up forward.
That's
Chris Scott.
Keyboard warrior at its best, that bloke.
Byrne, did you hear what I said?
Yes, you said, why is it Dangerfield forward?
From Chris Scott.
Because the coach of this side isn't a stubborn bastard like Chris Scott.
Yeah, good call. Bernie puts himself captain.
Well, that's not true. Another keyboard warrior. Get all
Tyson
these blokes
Stengel.
In the same room. Give me a go at them.
Can I just share something with you and the family? Now, we're getting new carpet put upstairs, right?
Yep.
Because we haven't had new carpet in 15 years. So it's due with a couple of kiddies moving out.
Yep.
So Maz and I are just starting to just freshen things up upstairs.
Oh.
Now,
hang on.
That sounded seedy and it wasn't even meant
to be. Well, what do you mean it sounded
freshen
seedy?
Freshen things upstairs.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm glad it's not downstairs.
Seedy. Honestly, what am I doing here?
You just said we're a premiership team.
Oh,
continue.
Be on the national show.
Sorry.
Now,
keep going.
Are you listening or not?
I'm listening. Yeah, okay, now, upstairs. Yep,
so we started a bit of a clean out. We went into the built-in wardrobe because we're putting carpet through there.
Oh, nice.
And Maz just said to me the other day, can you give us a hand? And I said, well, what for? She says, well, I need you to grab the boxes and take them out because we're going to lay new carpet in the built-in wardrobe.
I've got you,
And I said, well, how many boxes are there? She goes, well, they're just some of my shoe boxes.
Oh. Yes.
Well, Marion's got curtains across her clothes in the because of she doesn't
so
want the sun. And I can't put them on. What do you reckon, you knucklehead? Anyway, I had no knowledge that behind her clothes there was over 200 boxes of shoes.
What?
Yeah. 200? I collapsed. I collapsed in a heap. I found a hidden shoe tunnel.
What, we're talking Pablo Escobar tunnel.
We're talking Imelda Marcos Jarman. Bloody hell. I said, surely these shoes have got an expiry date. What is the limit of keeping shoes at you girls? Is it 2 years? Is it a year? She's got shoes there for 30 years in a box. She's had them sitting there for 30 years. Yes, Byrne. Why?
Mads.
Why, Marion?
Well, they must mean something to her, Jazz. They might be wedding shoes you burnt your knee. Put some ice on
that. Mate, I was flabbergasted. I could not believe them. It took me an hour and a half to get all these boxes of shoes out. And our building wardrobe is only a small little thing. But how do women, why do women, and Maria downstairs at Canetto's, I had a chat to her about it because I needed to cleanse and talk to another lady. She's the same.
Oh, no.
Her garage is full of old shoes that she's kept when she was a teenager.
So have you...
Let it go!
How's the communication been between you and Maz since? Have you asked her...
No, not pleasant.
Has it been pleasant? But
no,
have you got to the bottom of it and said, what does this shoe mean to you?
Exactly,
what does that shoe mean?
And she dates
You don't even know what this one's from.
This one that we went out for our first date, pair of high heels.
That's... stiff and they wouldn't be comfortable, well, would they,
they're
Jazz?
All in boxes and they're all marked. But how many pairs of shoes should a woman have? Well, enough's enough.
Oh, I think, yeah.
What about abs?
I'm with you.
What's abs
I'm with
like?
You here. No, abs is very good, Jazz.
Oh, see,
she doesn't keep many at all, but.
Well done, abs.
We've moved around a bit and stuff, so
and
you have to
she's offloaded them. She's cleansed.
Yeah, she. But sometimes it's mentally, Jazz. You have to let go of something. So maybe she's holding on to, you know, her what? Early 30s
no,
or
well, no.
late 20s.
If she
20s
doesn't
back...
let go, then I let go.
Well, last time, you know what you should ask her? You should walk up and go, Maz, last time I checked, you've only got 2 feet. You don't need any more. I'm very serious for each occasion, Maz. Come on, Maz.
Oh, God.
Clear out.
It's time for a cleanse, Maz.
It is.
All right, no more shoes, please.
Just say, you should ask her if it's either me or the shoes. Yeah. But I'm just worried about what her answer would be.
Trade news, what do you got, buddy?
Well, it is a silly season, Jars. Trade week is alive and well, open to, I think, next Thursday.
Yes, it is,
so
Burn. Yes, sir.
Plenty going on. But I just want to touch off on a few of the top stories. Yeah. Now, you touched on the top of the show. The Bombers. They want a first-round future pick for Orazio Fantasia. Now, what are your thoughts there, Jazz?
Well, if for 2021, you're saying he's not worth it.
He's not worth a first-round pick. No way.
What is he, second round this year?
He's probably second round. Port Adelaide have already offered
him
pick 26.
His last 2 years, he's been a liability with his body. Hasn't played the best football. It's a big risk, Port Adelaide.
I think it's coming. It will come back to bite the Essendon Footy Club that they didn't accept that pick 26 when it was offered to them, because that could change to a later pick if they don't take
So what are you saying to Port Adelaide?
I'm saying just hold your fire now, because he's already mentioned he wants to go to Port Adelaide and it'll get done. These things get done. But if you don't accept what's on the table, there's no point playing poker with yourself, Jazz, is there?
Well said.
Now, moving on quickly. Adam Treloar, now that's just getting uglier. Collingwood are struggling to deal with his hefty contract. His contract goes till 2025, as we know.
What's he on a year?
Well, they reckon towards 750-800, Jars, which is ridiculous. And this is why they can't hand him off to someone and going to have to pay some of his salary. And
could Collingwood pay $300,000 out of each year?
$300,000's too much to pay for someone at another club, isn't it, Jars?
Yeah, it is, Burn, yeah.
But in saying that, it's not as silly as it sounds because they're going to have to pay at least probably $200,000 of it. So it was rumoured to go to St Kilda. That would be a good fit, but they've just acquired Brad Crouch and list manager James Gallagher has almost certainly ruled that out and said it won't happen. So the Western Bulldogs, maybe if Josh Dunkley goes to Essendon, which I'll touch on in a sec.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It seems like not many clubs want Adam Treloar at the moment. So I feel for him at the moment.
This is not...
It's not what you do to players at your footy club.
Absolutely.
You're hanging him out to dry. Yeah. You're making him feel worthless at the moment. And it's unfair. If you didn't want him, don't sign him.
See how
mega
they get treated? They just get treated like cattle.
It's crap. They're just barcodes. It's actually crap. It's made me a bit angry, that one, Jars. We've got to move on, though. The Hawks, they're into Tom Phillips. Collingwood, it's Tom Phillips, the wingman who...
You like him?
Probably a replacement for Isaac Smith, who's signed at Geelong. Very good, Jars. He's he was in the All-Australian squad only a couple of years ago, so he'd be a very good pickup for the Hawks. Good running machine, wins all the time trials at Collingwood. Nice. So like for like, probably with Isaac Smith. Now, Josh Dunkley, who I just touched on, he's informed the Western Bulldogs his desire to be traded to Essendon. So there was a few rumours going around. He said he wants to get to Essendon on a long-term good contract. But he's still contracted to the Western Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs are doing their best work to try and keep him. They're saying he's a highly popular player there at the Western Bulldogs. He's in contract, and he's a wanted player. So it's sort of just surprising.
So why does he want out, Burns? Is it a bit like the Brad Crouch situation?
Well, not really. It's
a bit left field.
It's come from nowhere. They haven't upset him at all. Okay. The Essendon Football Club's come in with a really good long-term deal. Yeah. And sometimes you have to take what's given to you. And he would have gone back to the Bulldogs and said, look, can you just give me a couple extra years or somewhere around this money? Yeah. And they've obviously said, no, we can't. Yeah, and he thought, well, you know, sometimes you've got to look after yourself. Look what's happened to Adam Treloar if he doesn't. So, you know, you've got to weigh it up sometimes, Jars. And now, another one, my former teammate, Sean McKernan.
Yeah.
Now, he has just signed, or Saints have just lodged paperwork for him as a delisted free agent today, Jars.
To play for?
Play for St Kilda.
Wow.
So he was at Essendon last year, obviously played 34 games for Adelaide, 53 for Essendon, was delisted by Essendon last year, so or this year.
Yeah.
But he can be signed at any stage as a delisted free agent. So he's at his third club. You know how
but
many
Boone,
years?
Where's he going to play? Because well, Paddy Ryder will lead the ruck, and the young ruckman that's emerging for St Kilda.
Yeah, so he's going to be third ruckman in line, but he's going to be a good backup option.
Will
Jars.
He play key position then?
Well, he'll play. He can play sort of a bit of both. He's a good second ruck option, and he can play forward as well. So if we've seen him. You're thinking of Rowan Marshall, who's their second ruck. He had an outstanding couple of years.
He must be playing up forward.
He will probably play forward, right. But he's a good backup if one of them go down. Call. So good all luck right. to him. You know, he's in his 13th season, Jar. So that'll be his 13th season for 87 games.
He's
I only played 13 years.
Yeah, I did. I only played six.
Yeah. Was that all? You can only count to six.
Blighty tapped us.
13 seasons, though, Jar, for 87 games. He's been a stalwart, hasn't he? His third club. Good luck to him. Yeah. Gets another opportunity to extend good that boy. Career. So, but still plenty happening behind the scenes. Adelaide probably looking to swap a couple of picks to move up. Maybe that pick 23 they got for Brad Crouch. I'm hearing a few murmurs that they might swap that and another second round pick to maybe just ease up the pecking order a little bit for the draft.
So you heard that at golf today.
Hey, watch this space.
Burn, the old man won't leave you alone.
Nah, he's he started reaping over there this week, Jars. There so we go. He's got the header out of the shed. He's got it up and running. He's reaping some canola. They're having the best year I thought of of their lives.
Right.
But
making lots of money.
Something's gone wrong today, Dad. No. What's been happening over there?
Hello, Farmer Tim.
G'day, boys. Not all beer and Skittles over here.
Oh. What's happened?
Well. We took a load down this morning and back it came. Too many snails. Too many bloody snails. No, I think the rain's made the snails grow as well.
All right. So, what, you get sent home, you got to empty that load and you go again. What was in the next load?
Well, we got a few earwig problems as well. The earwig.
Jesus. He got earwig problems. What are the bloody earwigs?
Well, you're allowed 10 earwigs in a litre of canola. And, of course, if you're spreading it on your toast, you don't want an earwig hanging in. So we did a bit of a count. We had 24, which is So I asked this little girl down there if she'd mind treading on a couple of snails and blowing a few earwigs out.
Now, with the loads you're doing, do you go off for a drink breaks anywhere with your mate?
No drinks breaks, mate. We're just hard at work here.
Oh, that's all he does. That's all he does is work.
Mind you, it is Aldi's birthday tonight, and he was part of the Stansbury Quiz,
That was brilliant, yeah.
Furious Five.
Yeah. So it's his birthday.
He'll be practicing for the next quiz tonight.
We should give him a call tonight because he would be on fire, Jars, for the quiz tonight being his birthday.
Now, Farmer Tim, how's the Stansbury Cricket Club going this year so far? Because your son won't be far away from rocking up in his whites.
No, I think we need him. The top order have just been struggling, although on the weekend we played Port Vic, so I went up to have a look at them, and the top order were very, very keen because Port Vic haven't won one yet. I can see a big innings coming up.
There you go.
Well, Port Vic won the toss and batted, and we bowled him out for 37. our bowlers are keeping us in it at the moment, so we opened up with Samo, number 11, and he got what we thought he'd get at duck.
Yes.
So we had the reverse batting order. So I think we passed him one or two down and... down to see how the
Port
Vic pub was traveling, which was pretty good.
Hey, Melbourne Cups just happened on Tuesday. Yes. Did you pick a winner? Mm. And secondly, where did you watch it? Well, you would have gone down the pub, no doubt. Mm.
No, just on the header.
Working again.
Jeez, you don't stop.
Don't stop. I'll stop when you come over, Jars. I'm going to give you a fizzling on the golf course.
No, looking forward to it. Proud member of the Stansbury Golf Club. Say, hey, mate, we've got to let you go. Ben and I are very, very busy boys.
Oh.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Sort those earwigs out.
Yeah, I've got another bin full. I've got to go back and empty, so I better get it.
Start eating them. Try that.
All right. See you, boys.
See ya.
See ya.
Tim, you wanted to say something else before you go?
Yep.
Yeah, I gave Dipsa ring this morning with the crook knee and everything.
Yep.
He said, I've got the leg up. He said, the beautiful Kate's looking after me, but he said she could do better. He said she did not quite up to it. But what a... Look, I've never heard anyone.
He had a bloody clean out. You walk out of those things. He's had 2 weeks off bloody work.
No, it's not a clean out for death. Major operation. I think he's got his leg in a sling somehow up in the air and Kate's running around him. Port Adelaide Silk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, Bert.
Fantastic. Oh, he did it again to me.
Holding my hands up to go wait flat again.
No.
Listen to instruction.
I want that gone.
No, well, it's not going anywhere, I want you gone.
Let's go. What have you got before we wrap up Friday's great show?
Okay, Jars, I want to do a little test with you.
Yes, Bern.
I want you to look left, look right, look up, and look down.
With my what?
Eyes.
Oh.
Just move your eyes. So that whole time, what was the one constant thing you could see the whole time? What is it?
The light.
No, it's your nose. Your nose is always visible to you, but your mind ignores it through a process called unconscious selective attention. You can see it
talking about
all day, every day.
I didn't see my nose at all.
Yeah, well, go like there because you've gone into the unconscious selective attention phase.
No, I haven't.
You've given up on your nose, but you can see it in your vision.
I've only got a lovely female type movie star nose anyway.
No, you don't, but I don't care if you do or don't. You can see it the whole time. It's honestly fact, Jars. Take that home. Family, try it right now. Look around. You can see it. See, there it is. Yeah, there it is, Hato.
I've got it.
There it is.
We're not on the bounce now, you knucklehead.
Hey, what are you whacking my bounce for?
It's all right. One of his three national shows, but you're all right, mate.
Oh, Jars, I reckon you might get this right.
Here we go, Ben.
What country has the most pyramids than any other country?
Well, it's Egypt.
No, Jars.
What?
Wrong again.
Who is it then?
Sudan has more pyramids than any other country with 255.
Stop it.
They outnumber Egypt pyramids by twice the amount.
Oh, great.
There you go.
That's a golf clap.
That is a golf clap.
I bet everyone
would have got that wrong. Look, let's just do that test again. Look up, down, left, right. There it is. There's your conch. You can see it. Imagine Bill Lurie. He'd see most of his.
He's almost gone. Yeah!
Great weekend, family.
See you, Bill Lurie.